Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Thursday High School Walkthrough continues on Fox Sports 910.
Thursday High School Walkthrough, Fox Sports 910. Coach Chris, Gary Criswell, Gary Hess with you. Our Lexus of Richmond game of the week tomorrow night will be number 8 and number 7, a pair of 6-1 teams, Bird and Monacan. Shout out to Andy Noakes on the other side of the glass, running the show for us tonight.
Kid's a natural.
He is.
They must have had a little, like a little baby board when he and his brother were growing up.
That's right. That's right. Second nature already.
Just like my brother and I would hit each other the head with clipboards.
Oh, my goodness. And no brain.
The other Coach Chris.
That's right.
The one that didn't license the name.
That's right. Okay, let's bring in our next guest. We talked to the coach of the Warriors. Now we're going to talk to the coach of the Matoaka Warriors, first-year head man Jay Parker. Jay, welcome to the program. Good evening. How you doing?
Hey, good evening. I'm doing well. How you guys doing today?
We're doing good. We're doing good. So Gary and I kind of get together early in the week and kind of plan out what we want to do on this show, and I brought up your name, and he was like, yes, 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 yes. And, you know, and Matoaka.
I never say yes, 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 yes,
yes. You yes. Did. Okay, that's whatever. You guys, I know you guys are 1-6, but you guys have been trending and knocking on the door for a while and then busted the door down this past week. Despite the record, you guys feeling pretty good about things?
Absolutely, man. I mean, we knew it was going to be a process. We knew it was going to be a rebuilding year of sorts. But we really are a couple plays away from being, you know, 4-3 or something like that. It's just been a process. Maybe didn't get a couple bounces early, but you know, we've definitely come along.
So you get off to that difficult start, and then all of a sudden you're looking at the 3-game Central District gauntlet of Thomasdale, Hopewell, and Dinwiddie. And now Dinwiddie took care of you pretty good, but Thomasdale and Hopewell, you were right there. And I know there are no moral victories, but did you guys get confidence from playing such good teams really close?
Oh yeah, I mean we definitely don't believe necessarily in moral victories, like you said, but man, definitely getting some confidence. You guys got some continuity and moved the ball very well and made some big plays on defense and special teams especially. We had a lot of chances to win those games. I mean, like I said, we're a play or two away from winning both of those games. And even in the Dinwiddie game, it's 14-7, and then, you know, Petey makes a great play at the end of the first half to make it 21-7, literally on the last play with 2 seconds left. But if that doesn't happen, you know, it's a totally different ball game in that game as well. So, you know, it was a tough 3-game stretch. I mean, it was tough before that. You have Verona and Massaponics before that, so... You know, it was tough all the way through, but I'm definitely proud of the way the guys are fighting each and every down, no matter what.
Coach, obviously busted that door down. Have you noticed a difference in your team this week, having notched that win finally this past Friday?
Yeah, I mean, winning fixes a lot, or at least, you know, gets the morale up a little bit. And the guys definitely have had a good week of practice this week. They have confidence going forward. They know that our backs are against the wall. They know we have to win out, you know, to have a chance at making the playoffs. And we have a good opportunity to do so. You know, we believe in what we have going there and the growth that we've had. The opponents that we have coming up, there's some good clubs. But I think we have a good chance to perform well against them. Hopefully we can come out with some wins.
Coach, tell us about the couple of the guys who are really making it happen for you on both sides of the ball.
Well, first and foremost, I couldn't go without talking about Gage Simmons, man. I think you guys have maybe seen a little bit about him. He's got one player of the week twice this year already. The kid just makes plays in all three phases. He starts a corner for us. He plays some receiver for us. He plays some running back for us. He's our kick returner, punt returner. He had a kickoff return touchdown on the first play of the game last week. He did it against Cosby earlier in the season. He just makes plays all over the field, you know, and he's a good leader for us. I'd probably start out with him. You know, he makes a lot of plays. Our quarterbacks come along well, Marcus Dreher. He's actually amassed over 1,000 yards between throwing and running so far this year. Had 3 touchdown passes this past week against Colonial Heights. So he's progressing as well. We have some guys on the defensive side that are really good players for us. Of course, Manny Hickman, which a lot of guys have heard about, a lot of people have heard about. He's going to Cincinnati next year to play defensive end. But we definitely have, you know, a lot of guys stepping up, a lot of young guys stepping up, which we knew we were going to have to do. So a lot of sophomores and freshmen really, sophomores and juniors, really stepping up to the plate.
Coach, winning does something else too. It keeps those real estate signs out of your front yard. But so I hope it hadn't got to that yet. But what, first of all, tell us a little bit. One of the things we like to do is we like to talk about where guys came from. Talk a little bit about your career before you was appointed the new head football coach at Matoka.
Okay. All right. Well, I was actually a player at Matoka. I played football at Matoka in fall 2006. We had a 10-0 regular season that year. I had some really, really special guys on my team like Chris Bird and Patrick Mills and Myron Jones. And, you know, the list goes on. We were a very good club that year. And my head coach, Pat Manuel, when I graduated from there, I went to Virginia State University and played football there for 4 years.
Right.
After that, I came back and joined my head coach, Pat Manuel's staff, as a special teams coordinator, being that I was a kicker in college and played for the Richmond Revolution for a year as well. After that, I joined his staff. I was on his staff for 3 years, and then I stayed on staff under the previous head coach, Coach Johnson, under his staff for the last 3 years, and then this year got appointed the head coach.
I was going to tell you, we missed each other with the Revolution. I was 1 year earlier, and then I switched teams, and then but I did get to cover you as a player because I worked for the Virginia State Football Network for one season. Yeah, so I knew where you came from. I was just trying to explain how you got Billy Rudd a job.
I got Billy Rudd a job?
Yeah.
I had to pull a lot of strings to get Billy Rudd a job.
So did you say you your last year playing was 06 or you graduated in 06?
I graduated in 07,
So your senior year was the legendary deep run game. I guess it's legendary for everybody except for people at Matoaka, right?
Well, I'll be honest. I was trying not to say those two words.
I understand. I apologize. I wish I could play for you the audio of the press box and Coach Rinaldi in my ear at halftime that night, you know, asking me what the heck we were going to talk about for the whole second half. But, I can imagine that is a memory you don't want to. But you're right. That was an amazing team, a gathering of talent on that team from Matoaka in 06, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a special team. And those guys, they taught me a lot. I came from Germany where I didn't even play football, really. And I came from Germany, and I came here because my dad was in the military. And those guys, they really showed me what it was like to compete in football at the high school level. I mean, I remember my first game. We were at Bird, and at that time, I think Bird was ranked number one in the region, and we were ranked number two or three. And it was a huge game. We were at Bird. Opening.
Did we lose him?
I would say that was a cell phone defect.
Yeah. Maybe you could try to get him back. I want to hear the rest of that story. Yeah. But, you know, and for those of you that don't know, you know, Coach Parker doesn't want to bring it up. So I believe it was 35-7 at the half.
Something like that. I know it's 4 touchdowns.
In favor of Matoaka, and Deep Run came all the way back and won 41-38, I think was the final. And Stu Brown was on Lenny Pritchard's staff at Deep Run. And
I was in the studio on Church Hill.
And that was our second game of the day because we had done the Verona Highland Springs game that afternoon.
And we ate lunch
at Carini's. And then you went to the studio and we went to Matoaka. And so we got Coach Parker back. Coach, we were getting ready to wrap it up with you, but we got to hear the rest of that story. So you opened the season at Bird?
Yeah, we opened the season at Bird. They were ranked number one in the region. I think we were two or three. And they were a really good club that year. And we went there to opening kickoff. I actually played travel soccer with the kicker there. And he told me coming into the game that the coach said, that Bedwell, I think was the coach at the time, he said, if you kick it to Patrick Mills, you might as well go to the other sideline. And he kicked it to Patrick Mills in the opening kickoff, and he took it to the house. And I'd never seen so many people in a frenzy after that kickoff. And I said, wow, this is Virginia high school football. This is a great feeling.
That's quite an introduction. That's amazing. Well, let me ask you this as we wrap it up. Two more things. First of all, the fact that you were a part of some of those great Metoaka teams and you know, here and being a part of that community for so long and hearing the stories about James Ferrier and Byron Thwaite, what does it mean to you to try to, embrace and continue that legacy of what is Metoaka football?
Well, I tell you, that's what drives it. That's absolutely what drives it. Man, this community is wonderful. This community has accepted me coming from a different place and just accepted me in as one of their own. And that's really what the motivating factors are into all of this. We want to win for the community, for the school. I knew how special it was when I was here as a player, when I'm a teacher there. I coached other sports there. And it's just a special place. And I want to get our program back to that level where, we're winning a whole lot of ball games and we're contending for region and state titles. Obviously, we're a ways away from that. We have some work to do, obviously, but I think our community can support that. I think our community, we have the infrastructure to make that happen. And that's what drives it. That's my motivation each and every day to get up and to put in these 12, 15-hour days to get these guys prepared for the games and practices and just life in general. So I definitely think about it a lot, like how do we get back to that level? How do we get back to that level? And we're going in the right direction, I'll tell you that. We're going to be a team down the stretch, and not a lot of people are going to want to play, to be fair. But we have our work cut out for us for sure, and I'm definitely looking forward to the last part of the season.
Well, good luck the rest of the way, and we'll be keeping an eye on you, and appreciate your time today. Take care of business.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Thanks for giving me the call.
Jay Parker from Metoaka High. Go ahead, what?
See, once again, you listen to me, and you get great interviews.
That's it. Thank you so much. What would we do without you? Coach Chris, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And when we return after this timeout, we're going to bring in our good friend Eric Klinitz from the Times-Dispatch and talk about the whole landscape and a few other things. That's up next. Eric Klinitz, Times-Dispatch on an 804 Varsity, Fox Sports 910.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!